Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show with the Hilltop All Stars with DJ Sean. I see you, Strap. I see you, Mike. And thank you to my guests. My guests is Shatara Clark and Darren McKinney. Thank you guys for coming to Miss Bonnie Radio Show. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I'm doing good.
Thank you. What's up, my brother Strap? Strap. I don't know where they are. DJ Sean.
I'm here. What's going on?
Oh, I was looking for Mike and Strap.
I don't know. They're probably on mute.
Oh, I see. What's
good?
Happening? What's going on? Thank you for joining in Ms. Baldy show. I have my two guests on to. Uh-huh.
I say yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Strap.
He's probably on mute. He's at work.
Oh, okay. Again, I want to introduce you guys to Ms. Shatara Clark and Ms. Darren McKinney. These are my girls. I met Shatara a couple of months ago. She was my ghostwriter, and I met Darren, maybe like 2 weeks ago. Hey, Shatara. Hey, Darren.
Hey.
Hi.
Shatara, tell the people who
yes,
you
ma'am.
Are, girl. Tell them who you are
all
and
right,
what you...
So, all right. So, hello, everyone. I am Shatara S. Clark. I live in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm from Sumter County, Alabama. So, if you know where Sumter County is, you know, I always show some love. It's a rural area, but I was there this past weekend, so that's my route. I'm the owner of two businesses, Ty Writes, which is an LLC. I publish books. I ghostwrite. I help people make their dreams come true when it comes to being an author. And I also own Ty Talks, which is a nonprofit that's all about empowering women and exposing them to different environments and things that they may not otherwise see, as well as networking, having workshops, teaching tools, and just doing fellowship. And we also adopt families during the holidays, and we also pay some expenses for women as well who are in financial strain. So that's who I am.
Oh, you're Fogo ringing out hard after the night. You talk about damn people. Paying people's bills? No, I'm just playing.
Yeah. And then, Ms. Shatara, you mentioned something that a lot of people might not know. You say you're a ghostwriter. Explain to us what is a ghostwriter.
Okay, so there are people out there right now who have a book in them. And it could be their life story or what have you, you know, whatever that is. And they have been trying to put pen to paper or type it up for several years. And they can't quite, they tell me what I hear more than anything is, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to start. And then once they get started, it's sometimes it's also like, okay, what I do now? Okay, what I do now? And so they can't get anywhere with it. So what I do is I eliminate that issue through ghostwriting. And what I do, I allow them, because they can tell a story, but they can't write it. And that's okay, because that's not everybody's skill. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There are several things that I can't do that others can. So what I do, I sit and listen to them tell me their story, lay it all out. I ask the questions to dive deeper. I ask questions to make sure it's consistent, because I believe in books being consistent. Because if a person get confused while they're reading the book, they're going to put it down and never to be confused. So what I do, I take their story and I write notes. And then after that, I formulate the story from their point of view, from their voice, and produce it for them. And then I allow them to read it. They give me feedback. We come back. We do what we need to do. And we do it all over again until it's a complete book. So that's what a ghostwriter does. And I don't put my name on it or anything. It's your work. But it's your story that, you know, we, like I said, people sit there and struggle all these years. Well, you don't have to do that. You can hire a ghostwriter and get your book complete.
So can I ask a question about that?
Sure thing, sure. Yes.
So, okay, so why do sometimes I look at books and they, you know, like a autobiography, they'll say the person's name and then they say with somebody else. Is that the ghostwriter? Or that's
that
someone else?
That particular ghostwriter could have wanted credit. Now, is this an audible book or just regular books?
You know, like regular autobiographies. You know, you see a lot of people that write autobiographies and they say their name and then they say with somebody else.
They could have written it with them, or that ghostwriter probably wanted that credit. So instead of getting paid, they may be getting paid through book sales instead of up front. Or they want that credit for writing it. And then there are some people who write books about other people, too. So yeah, that could have been the case. Mm-hmm.
So second question I got, Sandy. I'm sorry, real quick. Now, if you're writing a book about your, okay, now correct me if I'm wrong. I hear a lot of people, you hear a lot of people say this. When you're writing a book about people that are in your life, you got to get their permission to add them in the book. Is that true?
So, if you're writing a book and it's about your life and you are talking about people in a negative light and you want to call their names and they are living, you need to get permission.
Damn. Okay.
But now, again, nobody's going to give you permission to talk about them negatively.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you can do is change the name of that person. Instead of Charles, his name is Chuck, and you keep on moving.
Oh, okay.
Because Charles can't go to court and say, oh, he's talking about me. Okay, how can you prove it? I mean, like, what? And who's going to do that anyway? Because 9 times out of 10, it's so embarrassing, whatever they did. They're not going to want anybody to know that you're talking about them. Now, granted, your family may know exactly who you're talking about. If you say, my uncle or my auntie did this. And I always tell people that, you know, when you're writing a book, and maybe it was a time. Let's just say, for example, someone had a mother on and things happened. And they want to write a book about that. Their mother is still alive, and they're going to say, my mom. Everybody in their community and their family know who their mom is. So it's like, dang, you going to talk about your mama like that? Well, you can ask for your mom's blessing. If she knows she was on drugs and these things happen and you need to get it out for your healing process, then hopefully she'll give you her blessing. Now, if she doesn't, you know, that you're deciding to run that risk of damaging the relationship with your mom further if she's going to take it like that. I've had clients who've been abused, who their ex-husband swear that they don't even remember doing the stuff, but they do give them their blessing, even though they didn't have to because they changed the name. But if they found out, I had one client, her ex-husband found out she had a book out, and he was like, I don't remember it, but, you know, you got my blessing on it. Whatever you want to do, you know, it's whatever. So at the end of the day, yes, you do need permission before you call names if they're living. If they're not living, you can call names all day long. Their family can't do anything about it because they're not here. They're the only person who can do something about that.
So even if you're writing a book and you change family members' names, the family members still can't come after you?
Nope, not that, because who's to say
even
that
though, then? Okay, all right. Okay, well, I'm going to have a lot of family members mad with me then, but okay. All right, gotcha.
You know,
people be mad because they know you talked about it. It would be like, y'all seen Queen Sugar, right? When y'all seen Queen Sugar when she wrote the book? And the whole family got mad at her and Nova when she wrote the book and she told all the stuff.
Yeah.
So it would be like that, you know.
Oh, okay.
It would be like that. So even like, I did a memoir of my mom, and we told some things that were true. And one of my siblings, you know, wasn't too happy about us saying certain stuff about grandma, but, I mean, what?
Okay.
You know, see, I can speak a little about a ghostwriter. I use this Chitara as my ghostwriter. I had a book in, but like you said, where to begin. And when I got in contact with her,
Your microphone is messing up again.
Is it better?
No.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
Okay. I got in contact with Shara, and she made the process easy for me. I don't know where to start. During the process, she allowed me to cry. She allowed me to be silent when I need to be silent. She allowed me to go back into history, which a lot of times it make you feel some type of way. And she allowed me to do all that. She didn't force something that I didn't want to say.
Yeah.
It's still messing up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, are you on your phone?
I'm on this that goes in the computer.
Oh, that's probably why.
Are you moving your head when you talk? No, I'm just playing.
You want me to change to my phone?
I don't know. It was working fine the other day when I was working with you, and I don't know what's going on with it tonight.
I don't know.
Yeah. Them double working.
Do us there half in it now?
Yeah, it's choppy when you're talking. It's choppy. Yeah.
What do we need to do?
Just call in the show to with your phone for right now, and then we'll figure out what's going on later.
We got to go to a song, and we'll be back, you guys.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when I'm down broke, telling me about the things that a girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're morning now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be gone.
queen of your life. I'm long gone. You never found another man that'll treat you right. You think you're more.
Hello, you guys. We are back to the Miss Baldy Radio Show.
All right.
Don't forget, this month is Women's History Month, and you two are my first guests. And my guests are Shatara S. Clark and Darren McKinney. And I was telling you guys about the ghostwriter that I use, which was Miss Shatara Clark. Like I was saying, I didn't know where to start, how to start. I did not know what to do. But I got in contact with her. She was patient. She was kind. She allowed me to cry. She allowed me to, at times I felt like I fainted because I had to go back in time and relive some things that I thought that I was over. She didn't change my words. She didn't try to push words on me. She didn't try to make something appear like it was something else. She did none of that. She is an awesome ghostwriter, and I appreciate you, Miss Shatara, for everything that you have done. And if you need a ghostwriter, I'm going to allow her at the end to tell you her information and how to contact her. And again, this is Women's History Month, and it's all about us. So I'm going to my next guest, Ms. Darren McKinley. Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good.
Awesome. Tell us a little about yourself, and who is Darren McKinney?
Well, I'm Darian McKinney. I'm a mom. I'm an author. I recently just published my first book, and Shatara helped me with that as well. I wrote the book, but she's definitely been great in helping me with the process of learning how to publish my book and just really guiding my hand through it. So I do appreciate her for that.
Wow,
that's awesome. Thank you.
So tell us about the movie that you was in, the one I saw where y'all was trying to trick people.
So it's actually a television show, and it's called What Would You Do? It's been around for a long time, and it's on ABC. I appeared in the second episode of this new season, and you can go stream that on Hulu. That's where you can rewatch those episodes.
Wow.
What is it about? What is it about?
So What Would You Do is a television show, and basically they have actresses and actors that come and create scenarios with real-life people that don't know that they're being watched.
Oh, okay.
They let the scenario play out. Yes. They let the scenario play out a few times with different people, and then they reveal that, you know, it's hidden cameras.
Oh, yeah.
So that's ultimately why it's called What Would You Do? Because, you know, a lot of people would definitely act differently if they knew someone was watching.
Yeah, right. y'all be getting making a lot of people look bad.
Well, we have to be accountable as well, you know. We're accountable for our own actions and words, so they make themselves look bad if they act that way.
But there are some people that
definitely, you know, set the tone
deserve and give hope
for humanity and their reactions.
Yeah, and there's some that deserve to be exposed and how they act and what they do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. And you're a model as well, right?
Yes, I am. So last year I got into the modeling industry more so as far as runway and things of that nature. And that was something new and different. Of course, with acting, I've modeled, like, print shoots and different things like that, but I've always been interested in the runway portion of that. So I've been enjoying that avenue of modeling as well.
Okay. Can you tell us the name of your book and where can we purchase
it? Yes. The name of my book is I Affirm That I Am, Affirmations Through God's Promises. And that book can be found anywhere that books are sold. But a lot of us have Amazon, right? So you definitely can go to Amazon and get you a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we go to take the middleman out?
I'm currently still working on my website. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, you can purchase my book there.
Okay.
Wow, that's awesome. I like the same way. And my book is about alopecia. What is your book about, if you don't mind telling us just a little piece of it?
Oh, sure. So my book is about affirmations. I thought it was important to have a book with affirmations in it, but incorporate some scripture references there so that your affirmations can be rooted in God's promises. I also have journaling pages in between each affirmation. I mean, we all can say something positive to ourselves, but, you know, you have to believe it, right? Just because you say it doesn't necessarily mean that you believe it about yourself. So I just thought it was really important because words are the first seeds that plant roots, you know, as early as childhood, and we carry that on into our adult lives. So I just thought that was very important for people to have, you know, to help them through their journeys and affirming themselves.
That's awesome. And Ms. Clark, and you have a book as well?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have a book, a few books. My
she
first
probably have a encyclopedia of books.
No, I don't write as much these days. But my first book was 30 by 30. That's my baby because, again, it was my first book. And it's basically a collection of lessons I've learned in my life, a collection of transparent lessons. And every lesson in it is backed by a scripture. And that was published in 2019. My most recent book that I wrote independently is called A Black Girl with Boundaries. And I wrote that one because I just feel like so many times women, especially black women that come from black traditional families, we don't have room for boundaries. Nobody allows us to have boundaries. We're not allowed to close our door. We're not allowed to say who can't come spend the night, who can't come to our houses. Like, people expect open door policy. And if we don't have that, then something's wrong with us. We're weird. We're crazy. You know how you had that one aunt that didn't come home that often, everybody said, because she crazy. No, she probably just had boundaries. And she just didn't want to deal with people, and that's okay. She didn't. So I want people to understand that we can leave space for boundaries. We don't have to be so accommodating and you know, make sure we don't hurt other people's feelings before hurting our own. And our voices deserve to be heard in that matter. If we don't want to go to great-grandma or grandma's house for Christmas every year, we don't have to. Like, that type of thing. So
I couldn't be saying this in the 70s. I got my behind tore up.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have another book? I'm sorry.
I wrote a memoir of my family with my mom. It's comical. Set in the 1950s. And I'm in a couple of anthologies, and I know a lot of people who are probably listening or have been approached about being a part of those, and I'm not against it because I've been in two. I don't think I would ever do it again, though. And simply because an anthology is when you put a portion of your story in somebody else's work. And depending on the reason they're doing it and the reason behind it, you know, things can kind of go a certain way. You know, it may not always be pieces and print. Now, I've been blessed to have copies and be able to see up both of the ones I'm a part of, but that's not true for everybody because you got to think about it. If one person handles everybody's story in that book, then what happens to, if that something happens to that one person, what's going to happen to your part? And will you ever be able to get copies of that book again? So
wow,
that's just what I think about when it comes down to that. And a lot of people are doing those. So a lot of women especially are probably getting invitations. So just be mindful. If you don't care about funds, because I've seen people do it for, like this one young lady, all of her proceeds are going to like a charity. Okay, so you know up front that you're not getting anything for that. But, you know, if you're planning on and getting any type of financial gain, you need to really think about giving them your store to be in that book.
Wow, that's awesome. Do anybody have any questions? Mike, Scrap, DJ Sean?
I got a lot of questions, but I'm going to let them brothers.
I knew that. I should have known that.
I'm going to let them brothers get in on the thrill of it, because, I mean, this is interesting. But go ahead, Scrap. I'm sorry to cut you off, bro. Let me shut up.
No problem, brother. I want, me personally, I would love that contact information, because I've been sitting on it. I started writing my book, and I'm going to say writing, probably, I ain't going to lie, I probably got into the first page. So I don't know if we're going to call that writing, but I would like to get some assistance in putting that together. You know, I just stopped because I didn't know which way to go. So, you know, I was trying to do it on my own. So I'm definitely would love that assistance and seeing about getting this thing done.
Gotcha. Thank
gotcha.
You, my brother.
Yes.
Mike?
Yeah, me too. I've been sitting on mine for a long time, and I know when I put mine out, family's going to get mad as hell, but I don't care.
Yeah.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring these ladies on, because, you know, a lot of people don't know about a ghostwriter, because when I was telling people I had a ghostwriter, they, what is a ghostwriter? And I had to explain to them what a ghostwriter was.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to ask her, does she, Darren, yeah, that's the ghostwriter,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Darren, Shatara.
Oh, Shatara. Sorry. Okay, Shatara.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing people's, when you ghostwriting, do you enjoy doing the ghostwriting? And then that's a part of you getting to learn the person that you're working with as well, too, right? Do you enjoy that?
I'm starting to enjoy that more than any part of this, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Yep, because, like, it's just so interesting hearing people's stories and being able to take them and, like, formulate them.
Mm-hmm.
And give them back and, like see them come together, and they see it come together, how they tell it mm-hmm. on paper for other people. Like, it's so exciting. So exciting.
Have you ever had a person that you was ghostwriting for ask you to sign an NDA?
not for a ghostwriting project, but almost.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I don't mind, because I don't really tell anybody anyway, so.
Okay.
Like, normally, I don't tell people I ghost wrote, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
now,
right.
I've had my clients like Sandy, and I have other clients who will say, Tatara's my ghostwriter, but I don't see it, you know?
Right, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's good. Like, Darren,
yeah.
Darren.
Yes.
Like, for me, I was so lost in the fact that I was writing a book. I gave Shatara completely what she wanted to do, whatever she, as far, and let me explain it. I wanted her to name my book. She chose my picture. I couldn't do it. I was so nervous. I couldn't do any of that. And she couldn't have did a perfect job. I couldn't have chose a better person to do my book than Miss Shatara. She did it exactly the way I visioned, but could not bring it into words.
Mm.
And that's what you need.
That's amazing.
And I really appreciate that. What about you, Ms. Darren?
As far as my book writing process?
Yes.
So at first, starting off, I thought it would be easier because I already had the concept and how I wanted to do my book. This book technically should have been written 3 years ago, but I mean, when it comes to delay, I know most of us doesn't like delay, but the delay worked for me because the book that I end up writing is totally different from what I had planned those 3 years ago, right? And I'm very satisfied and happy with it. But as I sat there in front of the laptop, I was like, okay, everything's gone. I had a moment, like the writer's block, right? So Sitar, you know, I talked to him like, well, I'm trying to get it together, girl, you know. And I eventually, like, refocused on how I approach starting writing my book, and I actually start speaking into my laptop, and that helped me with my process, speaking it and letting it write it for me and then edit what I need. So that was very helpful for me as far as the process of writing my book.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, maybe because the only person I have heard do the dictation like that. Some people sit and talk it into it and let it write it. The only thing you have to remember is that the computer is writing it. So it's writing what it sounds like you're saying. That's another way to get things done, too, now. Like, you know, to try to just get it on paper. Of course, it will have to be, like, proof, but that is an option for sure.
So is your background in writing, college degree, did you go to college for writing or, you know, business? What is your background? Oh, okay.
No, I did not. So I'm
serious. DJ Sean, you was asking Chitara the question or Darren?
I'm getting them both mixed up because they sound alike. So
Chitara is the ghostwriter.
Okay.
Darren is the one who written her book.
Okay. So Chitara, I'm sorry, Darren. Chitara, did you your background in business, college, you know, or you just something that just comes easy for you to do?
So I did go to college for communication. That's my background. I do have a master's in English. I've always loved to read. And I think Darren can attest to this, that when you read a lot, you become a good writer. Like, you're able to produce written words better because you're an avid reader. And so I've been an avid reader since a child, but I did teach high school English for 10 years. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I was a teacher before now, and I do still work within school systems, but I just don't teach anymore.
Well, you sound like you still young yourself, but okay.
Nah, not that young. DJ Sean.
Huh?
Can you play a song and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how they empower women? And I want to talk about a field trip that we took, a couple of women did, and I want to talk about that next.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Didn't I think it, baby? But this time
Welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show and the Hilltop All-Stars featuring your girl, Miss Baldy. I have two guests, Shatara Clark and Darren McKinney. And don't forget, this is Women History Month, and we're talking to women to find out what they're doing, how they can empower other women, what they're doing in their community. And I'm just honored, you know, for these young ladies to be my first guests. And so when I left off, I was telling the guys about how you guys empower women. And Shatara, I know from you do a lot of empowering for women, and a lot of events I couldn't attend because I had something going on. And at this last one we did, we went to the mothers, and I don't know if I told you, my car ended up breaking down, and I had to rent a car to come because I was determined to get to this event. And once I got there, I knew that's where I belong. So tell us why you chose this particular event, and then Darren, I want to find out how you got invited and how you felt about this particular event that we all shared together.
Okay. So what occurred to me, I think the end of last year, was that a lot of women. Okay, let me go back. So I go a lot of places by myself, like a lot of historical, a lot of places that, like I see a place on TikTok and I'll go. I mean, I'm not really concerned about distance or who's going to go with me, things like that. I'll just be like, oh, that's interesting. I want to be there. I'll go to it. And it occurred to me that not everyone will do that. And there's nothing wrong with not doing it or doing it. It's just that it's just not their thing to just hop up and go to places by themselves. They would rather go with a friend or a group where they can, like, have conversation about it and things like that. And so I developed a new initiative in my nonprofit, which is called Soulful Sojourn Female Field Trips. And the goal is to do 3 per year and just kind of see where it goes. And I wanted to do the first one in March. I knew that because I kind of broke it down in my head to when the 3 trips would be. And so I said, okay, the first one has to be, since we're doing 3 a year, it has to fall between January and April. So March would be it for me. And I started looking at places to go. I want to do 2 local and like 1 kind of out of town, but not really out of town. So I knew I loved the Mothers of Gynecology. I had been there a couple of times before. And I knew when I bring it up, most women right here in the city are like, where is that? What is that? And I end up having to explain it. So I'm just like, okay, we got to get out there. We got to expose women to it because it's right here in the heart of Montgomery, Alabama. And people need to know that history behind it. And, you know, how influential it has been since its opening, I think, about 2 years ago. So that's mm-hmm. how it came about. I put it out there, created the registration for it. I negotiated with them on the pricing, told them who I was bringing, you know, what we were trying to do, and then it just kind of went from there. Yeah.
Wow. And, Darren, how did you get into this?
So again, Shatara helped me with the publishing of my book. So I saw that she was doing this initiative, and I thought it was really cool. I often go places by myself as well, or if I'm not by myself, mm-hmm. I have my daughter with me, and I'm all for it, and I'm okay with that. But I thought it would be really cool to, you know, have this initiative with like-minded women to come together for a great cause, and I really enjoyed myself.
Right, me too, because that's how we end up meeting. So, Shatara, tell us a little about the Mothers.
Okay. So the history of the Mothers is in Montgomery, Alabama, there is a statue at the Capitol of a man they call the father of gynecology. And he is known as the father because he is known as the father for his advancement in gynecological studies, okay, mm-hmm. on paper. But the Mother exhibit brought out that the truth of the matter is he experimented on slave women, on enslaved women, who were brought to him by their masters due to issues that they had in their reproductive and female genitalia area. And he experimented on them to try to come up with a solution, and therefore he discovered other things in gynecology to where, you know, he got coined as the father. There was no anesthesia. These women were abused. They were enslaved, so they had no rights. They were somebody's property, and it's all very terrible, okay? So the sculpture of the Mothers and the park is designed to pay homage to these women because their bodies were used for the advancement of gynecology, and they're the reason why we know what's supposed to be happening with our bodies and when something is abnormal, and doctors and nurses know what to give us, what to test for, and what type of, you know, everything to do. So their contributions need to be known, and they need to be honored and given their flowers, and that's what that museum does.
Right, right. That was an awesome museum. I had never heard of it. And to, I wouldn't advise anyone to go there alone because it's so emotional, you know, things that we all shared and the things that we heard about. It was very emotional, but it was much needed, and I'm glad that we were all together, that it was a group of women that could understand what happened, what exactly happened, you know, because some things you hear, it's not real. And I'm just glad that, you know, we all got together, and that's how I met Darren there. And, you know, I appreciate it. So, Darren, tell me about any of your upcoming events.
Yes, so I do have a second book that's on the way. It'll be a children's book co-authored along with my daughter. So I'm excited mm-hmm. about that. So also, I will be, you're the first one to know, so this is kind of exclusive. But no, I will be officially launching my podcast. And as well,
go girl.
Yes. Yes, and also I will be offering life coaching services.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you so much to offer,
like Darian. Yeah, I think you have a lot to offer to your clients because you are, like, well experienced. And I think that based on your book alone, I think that you have a lot to offer based on your biblical knowledge, the wisdom, all that combined. I think that's going to be great.
Wow, Darren,
I'm so proud of you
because, like, when we first met, like, 2 weeks ago, and we talked about this podcast, and you was kind of nervous about it. Now, girl, you done came out. That's right. Do what you need to do.
Yeah. Well, listen, it wasn't by yes, it wasn't on my own, right? Anybody that knows me, God is my foundation. So I went to a conference this past weekend, and it was amazing. And we was talking about just really, truly giving it our yes. And, you know, we often feel like we just have to be, like, overly qualified. And sometimes we talk ourselves out of the things that we know we should be doing. And so many people have came to me privately after my book signing event or even before the event and say, you need to be doing your own thing. I always see you doing things for other people, but you need something for yourself because your words or your encouragement just really uplift me. And that really means a lot to me, and I'm ready to step in and definitely give my yes because I know that it's helping others, and that's my ultimate goal out of life. Like, if I can help somebody along the way, that means everything to me. So I'm ready to just step in faith and do it.
Wow, that's awesome. Ms. Clark, tell us what you're doing next.
Girl, next, planning the next
so
many
things.
planning the next field trip, and like I am currently on a book tour, so just like you can follow my social media. I know we'll give out our social media in a minute, mm-hmm. but follow my social media for updates because I'm in this season where life is coming at me real fast, like super fast. So I can't even tell you, you know, what next week will look like or what happens because it's so much. I'm on a panel this Sunday, though. And I do have an event coming up called Tattoo and Chill. It'll be like next week. And that's one of my standard events that I do for Women's History Month. So, but yeah, life is really coming at me fast.
Tattoo and Chill.
Huh?
You said tattoo. So what do y'all give each other, tattoos and you chilling?
No, I said chat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said tattoo. I'm sorry.
But I did too. I said it last year. But no, chat, chew, and chill.
Okay.
So it's like
chat,
an opportunity
chew,
conversation.
Okay. Chat, chew. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah, the best way to follow my social media to see what's going on because, you know, I don't know.
Okay, can you give us your social media? Can you tell us how we can contact you? Especially my three brothers on here now, they want to contact
right,
you.
Right, they all need a book. Come on now. Chatara S. Clark is my name on Facebook. You can follow or friend me. My business is Ty, T-Y, Wright, like writing my name, Ty Wright with the S, LLC. My nonprofit page is Ty Talk 501c3. My Instagram is Ms. Ty Talk, Miss Ty Talk. So all of those have the link to like my websites and ways you can book me. You can also inbox me. All my stuff is like accessible. Like I do check message requests. Like I'm not that person that you send me a message and you never hear from me. Again, no, I actually check and respond to myself. I'm very responsive. So, yeah.
Thank you. Ms. Darren, can we get your information, please?
Yes. So on all social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, I'm at Darian McKinney, and that's at D-A-R-R-I-A-N, McKinney, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Wow, that's awesome. So let me ask you guys another question. I know we have a lot of women on here. Of course, you know, this Women's History Month. What would you say to encourage a person? Any type of way you want. It doesn't matter whether it's with mental illness or writing a book or they want a model, just something positive that a woman can hear and that she can carry with her.
So the last word you just said was carry. So I will start
mm-hmm.
off by saying to anyone that's listening, and also especially women, you carry so much and you wear
mm-hmm.
a lot of hats. But ultimately, you cannot pour unless you pour into yourself. So I would like you to focus on self-love, self-care, and just really watering yourself so that when you have on all those hats, you don't feel like you're carrying a load that's too much for you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. That's good. I don't know how to follow that up. Then I'll get some of I'm going to piggyback on that, too, because I want to say, like, I'm trying to figure out how to put it.
with the load, I also need y'all to be for real. Lady, let's be for real. Let's get serious. Because a lot of times I'm around women all the time. Or either I see because I'm on social media. I need us to get serious about what we're trying to do, taking it lightly. Like, and when I say that to say, don't launch something on Wednesday, and when it don't get the response you want by Friday, you launch something else. Like, we got to stop, because there's somebody out there might have bit into that Wednesday launch and waiting on it because they looking forward to it and need it, and you're not for real. So I just need us to be, I need us to be for real about what we're doing and get committed to these processes and at least try to see it through. Because one thing a wise friend told me years ago is that there's somebody that needs something that you got, and it's only you who has it. And if you don't pass it on to them and you leave this world and never gave it to them, what if they never get it? Because you played around with, but you played around with what God told you to do. You played around with the vision you had, and you quit too soon. You know, like, I don't know who this is. I've had events. Yeah, I've been doing
it's
this for a long time. I've been doing this time. I've had events where two people came. I've had events where 25 came. You know, it's just like, but I ain't never stopped. When the two people came, I ain't say, man, I ain't doing it. Don't know what, man. These folks ain't come. They ain't showing up for me. The year 2021, I have an event called Goal Setting Roundtable. It's at the end of every year. 2021, literally, three people came, four include me, and five include somebody that worked at the library where I had the event. Five. And that was my third year doing it, and the numbers were always between 5 to 8. And I was like, okay, you know, it's cool. The next year I did it, I did it the end of 19, the end of 20, the end of 21. That was my fourth time doing it. The fifth year, I was like, all right, I'm going to do it again. The room was full. It was at least 20-some women. Like, if I had a gave up in the fourth year because I was straddling that 5 to 8, do you know how many women came that year and their lives were, like, touched and changed? And they came back at the end of 23, and they probably going to come back at the end of this year. Like, even this year, it was probably, like, 18 women there. So now instead of me straddling 5 to 8, I'm straddling 18 to 25 now. So I'm just here to tell somebody, we quitting too soon, and we're not seeing things to fidelity, ladies. And we got to stop doing that. And that's why I'm down.
My brothers, do y'all have any questions?
That's a shirt quote right there. Hashtag that.
Oh, my gosh.
I just want to say this. Go ahead, Mike and Scrap, because y'all know I run my damn mouth. But y'all go ahead, man.
Oh, no, you good, brother. I'm soaking it all in.
I mean, it's just like, you know, men, you know, I'm like this. I belong to a lot of men's groups and stuff like that. But, you know, I've noticed, you know, and I don't know about Scrap and Mike, because you guys been on a lot of those shows with me as well. I get more out of listening to the women than I do listening to the men for some reason. It's like,
wow.
You guys don't. It's like you guys say what's on your mind and you get it off your chest. You know what I'm saying? Some of the guys, they say it, but they don't really want to get off their chest what they really need to say, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they don't bear it all. They don't come all the way out with it. It's a redacted version.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Scrap. Mm-hmm. See how we roll?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's And that's good, because, you know, you do have brothers out here, oh, man, these women don't know what they're talking about, this and that. Yes, y'all do know what y'all are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have a mother, and I have a grandmother that's still living. My grandma will still be kicking that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So y'all ladies keep doing what y'all are doing, man. I mean, just like she said, she had two people. I remember when I started doing radio, my own radio program, the Hilltop Radio Show, back in 2010. I had 5 listeners for a long time. Then I mm-hmm. went to 50. And then some people said, oh, man, you ain't going to last 6 months. And I've been doing it since 2010, and we almost up to 9 million listeners.
Wow.
Did y'all hear that, ladies?
Wow.
So put y'all business out there. Whatever y'all got going on, whatever y'all, the events, put it out there. Y'all heard the numbers.
Yeah,
yes,
y'all got 19.3 thousand listening right now, and you got a lot of people from Birmingham, Alabama listening to the show.
Wow, awesome.
Well, definitely,
that's
like
awesome.
Tatara said, just follow us on our social media pages for more, because mm-hmm. that's how our schedules are set up. And I know with certain acting projects for me, a lot of people don't understand, family or friends, definitely them, you know, that certain things we cannot speak on until it is actually time for it to release. So definitely
yes.
just follow me on social media, and you'll, you know, stay tuned.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I gotta ask a question, Sandy. You know, I'm gonna ask you with these strong black women on here. I want to hear from you guys' point of view. The TikTok thing with who the f did I marry? Do y'all been following that? Have you guys been? Okay, so on. Okay, this is empowering black women. You know, it is women's. Is that a mess or is it messy? I mean, I want to hear y'all's opinion about that.
I respect Miss Risa. I feel like she just started talking, and you know, I was following her. Okay. In the very beginning, she made one video and just said, man, my ex-husband used a lie. And she just told, like, two of the lies. And it was so funny that it caught on. And people were like, man, where you meet him at? We want to hear the whole story. And that's how it got to where it got. She told the whole story. And I just think she just was talking. And it just did what it did. And, like, social media does.
Yeah, you do a lot of talking.
Yeah, it just did what it did. You know, if some people only have to say a few words, I think, when it comes to social media, like the chicken salad girl, how she blew up. And I always talk about, like, this girl is like she just got a bed and went to go get a chicken salad that day. But
mm-hmm.
it's just the way she said it. And next thing you know, she a spokesperson for Weight Watchers. So I think it's just social media, man. You know, we had a power to make people famous, and that's what we do.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, got clear air. I can't even say the word I want to say. Okay.
Good. Good. You can't say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Any of my brothers, y'all have any questions for them? But see, like, on this radio show, you can say whatever you want to say. You're not limited.
Oh, no. You ain't limited over here. But I just find it just, I know we're getting off topic. I just find it as, I find it, me, and I said this on previous shows, we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I find it as a disrespect. It's actually disrespectful to my daughters, because I want my daughters to find someone better than their father, which is me. And when you have someone, you know, like her, and, you know, I don't know how much of it is true, how much of it is made up. It's just on me personally, my opinion, I just find it as disrespectful to other women and my kids that are really, really trying to find that true loved one, that true man for them, because there is real men out there. Now, the men that are really looking for a real relationship, it's going to make things harder for every for the whole table. That's my opinion. That's how I see it. Yeah.
So you don't I really haven't followed the story, so I only got insight from what Shatara just shared, and I've seen glimpses of what people said as far as, you know, what they saw. So I can't really speak on what she posted on her platform, but to speak to what your concerns are with your daughters, I say, hey, you know, I stand by that all children need their fathers, and definitely the little girls. And you guys are our first example of what love is. So the best thing that I would say to any man to do is be that example, and also to the women, be that example for your son on what you would like them to pursue when they get of age and start going out there dating. And you teach them, you know, before they get into the dating world, you know, what their expectations should be from men, or if you have sons, what their expectations should be from the women. And you set the tone, and hopefully, you know, what you teach them will definitely outgrow anything that they can see on social media because of who you are in their life.
Yeah, it's a big that they should already have, they know, like, they should already be vigilant. Like, you know, I can call, like, I ain't gotta, you know, I see, if you, like, even looking at the first thing she said, she her tie blew out, he changed it. And, you know, a lot of women, you know, who may not have, you know, had that or seen that in a long time where a man took care of them on the side of the road. You know, it's like, oh, but if your girls know that they daddy will come do that, that's not going to move them, you know? So it's kind of like, and I feel like that sometimes. I'm like, well, you know, my daddy told me I was pretty or whatever, so it don't move me when nobody say that. You know, like, I just think being vigilant and knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you on that, Shatara. I had my dad in my life as well, and I still do, and that definitely makes a difference in dating. And that's why I made the statement that I made earlier about self-care and self-love. Like you said, on social media, we see and hear so much on both sides, and I hate the division. It's kind of disgusting to me because most things is men this, women this, and it's like, y'all, we got to come together, right? And I just... Yes. But I feel like most of those things usually stem from not loving yourself or father issues or mommy issues. So ultimately, that's why I really feel it was important to write that book about affirmations, because if you start pouring positive things into yourself and believing them, that's the key, believing them.
Right,
and
believing
also tying it to life coaching, and if you need therapy for deeper trauma issues, do that. But all of that stems from beginning. And I think when we start recognizing that some of the things we deal with in adulthood start from childhood, and we start addressing those roots, I think that'll save us a lot in the dating field and what we put up with and what we don't.
Yeah, because my oldest daughter, I got a 32 and a 20-year-old. My 32 is going through that, well, Dad, you know, I love him, but I got his child and I want to be a family. So I had to give her this story about the stray dog. You know, about the woman that found the stray dog. She took the stray dog home, took it, got it groomed, you know, got it shots and stuff, loving on the dog. And then the dog, as soon as she opened up the door, the dog ran off, didn't come back, and she cried. The dog didn't come back till the dog was ready to come back and hungry. And that's how I try to tell her about the guy that she's dating. I say, he's a stray dog. And see, when I was dating, I didn't bring no women around my daughters because I didn't know that they were going to be the one that I was going to be with. And I didn't want to bother their minds and say, well, damn, dad's sleep when, you know, dad's dating a different one every so-so. So it's okay for me, and I didn't want them to, you know, to, I want it better for them, yeah, better for my girls.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Or did that show?
I don't want you to play
your
body.
Oh, go on.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Did that show? Okay, did y'all, can you play a song, and then we're going to come back, I'm going to hold them for like another 10 minutes, and I want to get into mental health. Because it's a lot going on with women and mental health. I want you guys to know we're not ruling you guys out.
this is just Women History Month, and we want to, you know, dedicate this show to women. We want to love on women. We want to let them know that, you know, we got y'all. We got y'all.
Well, so, what I'm getting ready to do is I'm going to have Scrap and Mike introduce this song especially for you tonight, and we're going to play it.
Okay.
All right, all right. My sister Sandy, Mike and I put our heads together, and you know, I say, well, we got a song for you, and we're gonna bring it out to the light. You know, this is what we came up with. So DJ Sean, without further ado, make it do what it do.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, this goes out to my sister, Sandy Green,
yeah,
aka the Ball Queen.
Queen.
Hey, and I say that. Just say this,
come on,
sister, stand firm on your journey.
Show no,
you know, and being an ebony queen,
back,
a humanitarian,
back,
and an advocate for women and men who deal with alopecia.
Yeah,
I commend you, sister, and this is how I want to represent.
Look, in the eyes of the world that demands perfection, where desires are hard to fit into that circle of acceptance. The cruel views of those who want to besmirch your message can't dim the torch you carry that illuminates your presence. And every queen by every right, sister, embrace your destiny. Walk that walk by faith, God placed greatness ahead of you. Your story will pave the path for those quietly stressing through pain, unsure which way to go, like trying to run from the rain. Every situation is different, but the outcome be the same. Healing can't start until you embrace life changes. Nothing come easy, best believe me, in life just problems and pain. And if it did, the question should be, what will I give in exchange? Hard work are the seeds to grow the fruits of success. Sweat and tears, water the soil, let go and let God do the rest. And in that moment of truth, look back where that journey begins. And I promise every step taken was worth it all in the end. If you could see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glass. True to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glass. True to myself because I am who I am.
If I could describe you in one word, that would be beautiful, amazing, incredible, undeniable, that's all you. The common elegance, I feel nothing but peace around you. Purpose driven, you inspire all those around you. God's grace flows through you, impacting all you come across, a helping hand to the lost. In this world of uncertainty, you're the light that illuminates the oceans and paths that we all partake. That one solid individual that touches your soul, more pure than gold, a love that never grows. Soul, only mature and explores, never ignores any in need, a true angel, you're all indeed standing, trying to let your little light shine, your season, your time all comes from your grind, share the blessings of your journey, your vision, your mission to spread love and wisdom, bring together an individual.
If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glass, true to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glam. True to myself because I am who I am.
Oh my God. Shatara and Darren.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Did y'all hear my song?
Yes.
Mike, I love y'all. DJ Sean, I love y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
DJ Sean, let's kick that again. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, this goes out to my sister, Sandy Green,
yeah,
a.k.a. the Ball Queen.
Queen.
Hey, and I say that to say this.
Come on.
Sister, stand firm on your journey.
Show no.
You know? And being an ebony queen,
back,
a humanitarian,
back,
and an advocate for women and men who deal with alopecia.
Yeah.
I commend you, sister, and this is how I want to represent.
Look, in the eyes of the world that demands perfection, where desires are hard to fit into that circle of acceptance. The cruel views of those who want to besmirch your message can't dim the torch you carry that illuminates your presence. And every queen by every right, sister, embrace your destiny. Walk that walk by faith, God placed greatness ahead of you. Your story will pave the path for those quietly stressing through pain, unsure which way to go, like trying to run from the rain.
Every situation is different, but the outcome be the same. Healing can't start until you embrace life changes. Nothing come easy, best believe me, in life just problems and pain. And if it did, the question should be, what will I give in exchange? Hard work are the seeds to grow the fruits of success. Sweat and tears, water the soil, let go and let God do the rest. And in that moment of truth, look back where that journey begins. And I promise every step taken was worth it all in the end. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glass. True to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glass. True to myself because I am who I am.
If I could describe you in one word, that would be beautiful, amazing, incredible, undeniable, that's all you. The common elegance, I feel nothing but peace around you. Purpose driven, you inspire all those around you. God's grace flows through you, impacting all you come across, a helping hand to the lost. In this world of uncertainty, you the light that illuminates the oceans and paths that we all partake. That one solid individual that touches your soul, more pure than gold, a love that never grows. Soul, only mature and explores, never ignores any in need, a true angel, you're all indeed standing, time to let your little light shine, your season, your time all comes from your grind, share the blessings of your journey, your vision, your mission to spread love and wisdom, bring together an individual.
If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glass, true to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glass. True to myself because I am who I am.
My brothers, I thank you guys. This is an honor. I'm trying to get myself together. So, Shatara, tell my brothers what you think about this song. Then, Darren, tell my brothers what you think about this song. I need your honest opinion.
I thought it was everything. Like, the simple fact that they took the time out to put a song together that embodies who you are, like literally, definitely, like, pays homage to you and gives your flowers. I just think that was amazing. Wow.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah. Like,
what a wonderful tribute.
You know, that's the type of family that we have. When I created Hilltop Radio Show, I created it not only for music, but for, you know, men, women, children, family-oriented. You know, these guys, I can call on Scrap and Mike. I was like, yo, you guys are the writers and stuff, and I just take the music and I send it all over the world. I said, can you guys come up for a song, you know, for Sandy, you know, for, just because of the love that we have for her. And I'll stop and let Mike and Iron, Scrap Iron talk on their own. Ooh. So we appreciate her. I love her to death. I just met her about a month ago, and she's just like, she's been here when we first started this thing a long time ago. So she's well loved with me. Yeah.
Come
go
on,
ahead,
brother
Mike.
Come on, preacher on man. There, Preacher man, where you at?
Well, hey, I got it. You know, I got to say that, since I met you on the show, it's been like my sister forever, you know. And, you know, you bring such a warm feeling just in communications with you and the love that you show for everything that you do, you know. Man, I've never met no one that was quite like you. That when you talk about sort of the passion that's in it, you know, so, you know, that's what inspired me to write. But I write, in my mind, I ask myself, I listen to it over and over. I say, this feels like I've known her all my life when I wrote it.
Wow.
So that's where it came from. You know, I felt like I've been knowing you, and this is what manifested from it, you know.
Thank you.
You know, Shatira and Darren, the other night, Zandy texted me something. You know, she was tearful and stuff. So I called Mike. I said, I'm getting ready to call Sandy and get her on the three-way. I said, man, let's say some encouragement words to her and stuff like that. And we called her on the three. Scrap was working, and he couldn't get on the call. But we called her and, you know, and said, you know, how we felt about her and stuff like that. And I met Sandy through another mutual friend that I know. She brought her on the show. So when Sandy came on the show, I was like, I started getting this vibe from her, you know, like, man, we need to have her on the show permanently. And then, you know, we were talking and we added her to our group chat. And then next thing you know, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to give this young lady her own damn show. And that's what we did. Yep.
Wow, woo. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And, you know, I'm honored, brothers. I'm so honored. And I'm even honored to know that God is behind all of this. You know, it warms my heart knowing that God, I give all credit to God. Although I know you guys wrote it, but God gave you guys the words to write.
That's it.
To heal me, because God know that I was broken in so many ways, and I explained that the other night when we were on the phone. And God is putting those pieces back together, and I'm just so grateful that he chose the right people to help put those pieces together. Then I have my sisters on the line, my first guest, that witnessed all of this with me, and I'm just so honored, because it could have been, God could have chosen anybody. But he chose me. That's why I have to live my life right. I have to do what thus says the Lord. I have to have positive people around me, because God is positive and he's doing some tremendously things in my life that I didn't even ask him for. I asked him for simple things that have not happened. He given me what he know what I need to encourage me and to take me to the next level. What I wanted was just simple. It wasn't good enough for God. He wanted me to have more. So, again, this is an honor. This is an honor to God.
You know, the vision that I have is, and Mike and Scrap can tell you, now I brought Mike on the show as a guest with his music, and then I ended up like, yo, man, come on. I want you to be a permanent co-host with me. And then he brought Scrap on. I was like, man, I'm getting a vibe from this dude right here. And then he's been on with us almost a year now. And it's, you know, we got about 6 or 7 people that, you know, that I use on the show. And a couple of them have their own shows. And Mike and Scrap, they start their own show in, you know, in May. And what I want to tell you ladies, if you guys need anything, anything, just don't hesitate to get in touch with Sandy, because we look at it as blessings. And everything isn't always about a dollar. It's about making somebody happy, making somebody smile, because at the end of the day, we're going to get ours because we wake up every day breathing.
Right, right.
That's how I look at it. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who was that talking, Mike or Scrap?
That was me. I'm Scrap. I started the song and I did the chorus. Mike did the second verse. My producer was my friend Roderick Washington. He's been one of my best friends for over 24 years. And the crazy thing about it, here's what I feel his heart went into this when he was doing it. My friend just finished going through an open heart surgery. He'd been had stents put in and everything, and you know, and he was like, "Well, I'm gonna work on something for you, Scrap. I can't just sit here and not do nothing." I say, "Well, here's what I'm working on," and he manifested that track for me, and we laid down what our heart, you know, was on our hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, please send him my love. Send him my love. I don't even think I can go to sleep tonight. I'm so honored. But
You know, ladies, I wanted to talk about one more subject before I let you guys go. I hope I'm not keeping you guys too long. I wanted to get into a little about mental health with women. You know, we got to learn how to love ourselves, self-care, self-love, put us first. Because so many times we put everybody and everything else before us, and when it comes to us, we are just worn out. We are just tore up. And we need to learn how to encourage ourselves, even if it's with, like, what you guys do, the field trip. That blessed me because I don't do much. Work, home, church. Now I have the radio. I don't hang out. I don't do all that. And to be around a lot of positive women, that was so inspiring to me because mental health is something else. People go through mental health and you wouldn't even know it. You know, I go through a lot, but I'm so grateful now that I have my brothers that I can call on. So what y'all think about mental health? What do we need to do as women to inspire another woman that's going through mental health, or sometimes she's looking down or things seem like it's not going right in her circle? What can we do to encourage that woman? Or that a child, because, you know, a lot of kids go through mental health, mental health as well. And we want to reach everybody, not only adults. We need to reach the kids as well. We need to love on the kids as well, because I know Shatara go to the school and read to kids, you know, and that was so inspiring to me. I'm like, she taking out time and go read to kids? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, either one of you can go first.
Yeah, you said, so when it comes to that mental health piece, I think we also need to work in our own capacity and learn how to say no and learn what self-care looks like for us and be honest about it. Like, be honest about the fact that you don't have it all together 100% of the time, and nothing wrong with it. And it's a lot of mothers, especially in today's era with school athletics and AA athletics and ball and all this stuff, like, that you got to be able to take time for yourself, because it's a lot of running that goes into being a parent. And it's a lot of running when you're not one, because people think you got a lot of free time. So just be mindful and learn how to say no and get balanced, you know, and stand on it. Like, don't let people manipulate you. One thing I can't stand when people be like, I really need you at my party. Like, it won't go on without you. You've got to be here. And I'm like, I like to be like, don't let people, what I call it, false flattery. Because whether you're going to be there or not, they're going to have what they're going to have. So don't let people false flattery you into thinking that if you're not at a place, it just won't go. It just won't be the same. Like, nah, we're not that important. Like, let's be honest. Like, if we stress ourselves and kill ourselves, what are these people gonna do? Like somebody said, people be eating that folks repast like they starving. Like, ain't nobody gonna the next couple of hours, life's gonna go on and everybody gonna go back home, and you know, so we gotta think about stuff. Like, let's be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let people false flatter you into thinking that you have to be places. So just be mindful of that.
I like that.
Preach. I see why you ladies have some books. I see why y'all have books. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off. Y'all some bad sisters, boy. Y'all go. But Martin says, y'all go, girls.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It's no problem. So before the break, I wanted to kind of touch on what DJ Sean had mentioned about his daughter, but I feel like a lot of women I'm seeing, including myself, in the past could relate to, so I just wanted to be obedient. And when he was talking, I remembered a particular thing that I wrote in my journal. And this was dated 7/9/2018. So this is specifically for your daughter and any woman that is in her position right now. I wrote, I never wanted my children to be in a broken home. But what is a broken home? I had to learn and still dealing with that and letting myself know just because a child might grow up in a home with one parent or one parent and another that is not biologically theirs or whatever the case doesn't mean the home is broken. I had and have to see it would have still been broken if I stayed.
Mm.
Wow. So to any woman out there that has a child or children, I only have one daughter, that is in a relationship right now that is not no longer serving you or may not be the best family environment for you and your children, I pray that God gives you the strength to know that you are more than enough, that you definitely can have better. And I understand you may love their parent, their other parent, and you want to stay because you want that family dynamic. But can we think about the many of children that are products of households where the woman chose to stay and they are in broken homes? They dealt with abuse or seeing their mothers get abused or parents fighting all the time. And we see what's going on with our children right now. And I'm sorry, I'm getting very emotional, but our children are our future.
Mm-hmm.
We have to step up. We have to do the right thing. They're watching us. And yes, some make it out and they make a great life for themselves and they break the generational curses, but some don't. You can get better. You can find better. Some things are able to be worked out and some things are not. And you know in your heart when it's time to let go. So love you. Take care of you so you can be the best mom you can be, the best daughter, the best friend, the best cousin, whatever, so you can be the best you. So many women say that they lose themselves in a relationship or by wearing so many hats that they're not pouring into themselves. Who are you if you don't have yourself?
Preach.
Wow.
I'm gonna have to get my daughter and let you talk. What you just said in your journal. I'm gonna have to get you to tell her that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious because I think I'm turning blue in the face trying to get her to understand. Maybe she hear from somebody, you know, from somebody that's been there, you know, and done that, somebody that knows it. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps. Because I talk to my daughters like, you know, I'm honest with them. I'm honest with them. This is what a man really wants. And, you know, it's hard to sometimes keep a man straight because I'm a man, you know. And I teach them from my experience, you know. High school, college, you know how it was in high school, especially when you got to college, that was just like you on a whole nother planet with all them pretty women walking around there and stuff. It's like, you know, what flavor ice cream you want to eat.
that's good. So Shatara and Darren, in the near close future, I want all three of us to get together and do something together to encourage, even if it's just us, encourage each other, because you never know who need what. Just like the what Darren just read out of her book, whew, that could have helped a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
That when people listening to that, that's going to help a lot of women, and that's what we need to do. Go back and get the things that helped us and bring it forward to help other people as well, because we can't keep what God helped us with and just keep it for us. No, we need to bring it out there to other people to know you are not the only one. And I want to get you ladies back on here again. I enjoy y'all. I know my brothers enjoy y'all. Brothers, y'all got something to say? Do we have any questions from our listeners? I want y'all to give y'all information again so my brothers can have it. So, Shatara, you can help them with their book, and Darren can help them with her words of encouragement. I'm just loving this. I wasn't expecting all of this, you guys, but I just thank God that it happened the way it happened, and you guys is here to witness another miracle from God.
So, brothers, y'all have something to say? Y'all have something to ask my sisters?
But I'm definitely waiting. I'm going to get the information so I can get with Sister Shatara about, you know, me completing something that I want to start. And I'm going to, you know, when the information is given, I'm going to write that down and reach out.
Darren on Instagram. Shakira went a little too fast for us. You know, we got Negroes. We got Negroes on this line, so you got to go slow with some of us.
I'll put in our group chat as well.
Okay. All right.
It's Ms. High Top. Ms. High Top on Instagram.
High Top?
High Top. TYTALKS.
TAL.
C as in Tom.
Talks. Oh, there you are. Damn, I was writing it wrong. Okay. I'm following you now.
Gotcha.
All right.
Darren, you can get your information out again, too, please, ma'am.
Yes. So Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at Darian McKinney. That's DarianMckinney.
You got it, Sean?
Yeah, I got to put a disclaimer out real quick. I'm not trying to flirt with you ladies, but you both got beautiful smiles. And y'all keep wearing them beautiful smiles every day. Even when you're mad, wear that smile, because that smile tells something about you guys just by looking at you guys on your pictures. Keep that smile rolling. Real talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so glad that you guys didn't know my theme, but my theme was empowered women empower women. And you guys did just that. And I appreciate it. And I will be having a tea party on April the 20th. And I will let you guys know more about it. And maybe y'all can come and fellowship. But I really appreciate everything. I appreciate the words. I appreciate the encouragement. I appreciate even the laugh, because we have to laugh. We have to smile, and I just thank you guys for being in my life. We got to do this again, y'all. This has been exciting for us, and don't forget, this is Women History Month, and
yeah,
I'm just glad that you guys are my first. Y'all are my first guests.
Oh, wow.
Y'all,
well, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I appreciate it.
I'm going to have Sandy reach out to you guys. I'm going to have you guys come on my show one night next month. And, you know, as authors and TV and stuff like that as well, because I have a lot I do a lot of authors. I do doctors. I do, you know, every day. I try to bring something different other than music to the radio, and that's what I've been doing since 2010. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And we're going to have a children's show.
Yes, I would love to.
We're going to have a children's show as well, right, Sean?
Yeah, I'm going to have a children's show one night where the kids can come on and talk about, you know, whatever is on their chest, you know, things that they would like to see different in their life growing up and stuff like that. And all the parents that got to sign waivers and not beat the child after they come on the show.
This is a community show, and it's been an honor. And I'm again sorry for holding you guys for so long, but the conversation just got so real that I didn't want to miss anything. Is there anything else you guys want to add in?
I just appreciate it.
I just want to tell them, next time y'all come on, don't think you're going to be on here there for 20, 30 minutes. We keep you on here for about an hour.
Okay.
That is real.
Yeah, because you can't get that. I mean, you women got a lot of knowledge in you. And you can't get out everything that you want to do in 30 minutes. So that's why I tell my guests, you know, about an hour, you know, and then if it gets so good, what we do is, okay, we're going to do a part two and bring it back for a part two. If it's a part three, we'll bring it back for a part three. That's how good it gets.
Sounds good. I
So I thank you guys so, so very much. Y'all just don't understand. I really thank y'all. And I'm going to let y'all go now, but I want Sean to play my song as y'all exit out. And I love you guys, and we'll be talking like tomorrow, maybe tonight, but definitely tomorrow.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you guys. I love y'all.
But you too. Good night.
You too.
We enjoyed you lovely ladies. And again, keep wearing that them beautiful smiles and don't let nobody not allow you to wear it.
Yes, we'll do.
If they do, just call me. I got you.
All
right.
Come on, DJ Sean. Hit that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, this goes out to my sister.
My sister,
Sandy Green.
Yeah.
A.K.A. the Ball Queen.
Queen.
Hey, and I say that to say this.
Come on.
Sister, stand firm on your journey.
Show up.
You know, and being an ebony queen.
Back.
A humanitarian.
Back.
And an advocate for women and men who dealing with alopecia.
Yeah.
I commend you, sister, and this is how I want to represent.
Look. In the eyes of the world that demands perfection, where desires are hard to fit into their circle of acceptance. The cruel views of those who want to besmirch your message can't dim the torch you carry that illuminates your presence. And every queen by every right, sister, embrace your destiny. Walk that walk by faith, God placed greatness ahead of you. Your story will pave the path for those quietly stressing through pain, unsure which way to go, like trying to run from the rain. Every situation is different, but the outcome be the same. Healing can't start until you embrace life changes. Nothing come easy, best believe me, in life just problems and pain. And if it did, the question should be, what will I give in exchange? Hard work are the seeds to grow the fruits of success. Sweat and tears, water the soil, let go and let God do the rest. And in that moment of truth, look back where that journey begins. And I promise every step taken was worth it all in the end. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glare. True to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glare. True to myself because I am who I am.
If I could describe you in one word, that would be beautiful, amazing, incredible, undeniable, it's all you. Becoming elegance, I feel nothing but peace around you. Purpose driven, you inspire all those around you. God's grace flows through you, impacting all you come across, a helping hand to the lost. In this world of uncertainty, you're the light that illuminates the oceans and paths that we all partake. That one solid individual that touches your soul, more pure than gold, a love that never grows. Old, only mature and explores, never ignores any in need, a true angel for all indeed. Standing, time to let your little light shine. Your season, your time all comes from your grind. Share the blessings of your journey, your vision, your mission to spread love and wisdom, bring together an individual.
If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glare. True to myself because I am who I am. If you can see me for who I am, I promise you it's as beautiful as who I am. No fake facades hide behind the glare. True to myself because I am who I am.
Yeah, we done?
Yeah, it's like when the call is dropped, it dropped everything.
No, I didn't. I just turned the song off.
Oh, I see. It was like it had static in it.
Yeah.
I see. I am excited. All right, thank you.
I'll call you in a minute. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.